Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
0647 dark 30. However, I'm trying to say this, sun's not up yet. If you're wondering when daylight saving time goes away, it is on November 2nd, Sunday, November 2nd, after Halloween. Maya McGinnis joins us now, president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Talk about the government shutdown. Good morning, Maya. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks.
Thanks for taking the time with us. You know, I was trying to think of a comparison here, and I don't know exactly in a corporate structure who approves the budget, but I guess it's each department presents their budget and capital expenditures and so forth and operating expenses, and then it goes to management. I don't know if the board gets involved in approving a budget or not, but the CEO or CFO does. Somebody ultimately has to approve a budget. And it seems to me this is analogous to if you're running a corporation, one department not agreeing with the other. So it's like, you know what, just shut the corporation down, close the doors. Is that kind of way off base or not?
It's not way off base at all. In a company or in a country, you are supposed to present a budget, and the fiduciary overseers are supposed to approve it. So in this case, we would have the president submit a detailed budget, which he did not do this year. You would have Congress adopt a budget, which they did not do this year. And you would pass a budget before the end of the fiscal year, which ended at the end of September. And we did not do this year. And it is a dangerous reflection of the fact that we have a government which is not able to implement or oversee the most basic duties that the federal government should do. And so that's right. Any business person knows they can't run an operation without a budget. That should obviously be the same standard for the federal government.
So which president didn't present a budget? That would be Trump or Biden?
President Trump did not this year.
And the reason for that is?
That is for him to answer. He presented an outline of a budget, and then they were supposed to put forth a full detailed budget, and it just never happened. And it's as though, I mean, the budget is required to be presented by the president in early February every year. And sometimes if it's a new president in office, there's no problem with some leeway so they can get everything figured out. But it just didn't happen. And so all of the norms and laws of budgeting are now being circumvented on a regular basis. And the outcome is the one that we should worry about the most. Yes, our budget process is broken, but even more troubling, our fiscal situation is in dire straits, where every sign about a federal budget, the debt, the deficit, interest payments, they are all at or approaching record bad levels. And this means our economy is threatened, our national security is threatened, there's a risk there could be a fiscal crisis. This is really a dire situation, and yet we have two parties that can't even work on any of the most fundamental requirements of the government right now. This polarization is really harming the country.
So let me go back for a second, and I know this is about the shutdown, but in early February, a president was supposed to submit a budget, didn't, new president coming in. At no point did Congress say, hey, Mr. President, we need a budget here because we need to approve it. Nobody in leadership did any of that in Congress?
They didn't. So the oddity of the budget process is they don't actually have to approve the president's budget. The president approves the budget, put forth the budget, and then Congress comes up with their own budget. They can go forward with that without the presidential budget. And unfortunately, they failed to adopt a budget or pass any of the appropriations bills, which are the individual bills that keep different parts of the government running. And that is why we are sitting here at a government shutdown.
And I'm not trying to get too far into the weeds here, but as I've often said, Maya, if you played golf for money, that's where most of the money changes hands, and that's where most of the cheating takes place, right, in the weeds? So tell me about these 12 appropriation bills. How should it work in theory? And I just don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but I think it's interesting to talk about how it should work and how it actually is playing out.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Well, I think it's interesting. I love the budget weeds, but about one-third of the federal budget is funded through appropriations. Two-thirds is on automatic pilot. Those are things like Medicare, Social Security, veterans benefits, agricultural benefits. But that one-third, about half of it is defense, has to be approved how much money will go to each area of the budget and how it will spend. That's what appropriators are supposed to do. The deadline is the same every year. And basically, they're starting to miss it every year, which is why we've had continuing resolutions or kind of ways to fund the government that bypass appropriations for the past 25 years. And the problem is the two parties can't agree, which is sort of the problem with everything, right? We can look and identify so many problems in this country. Fiscal policy being unsustainable is obviously one of them, but the choices to fix them are hard, and we need to control our spending. We can't grow spending at the rate we have been in the past, and we can't afford tax cuts that are not offset, which is something we've also seen, which makes the fiscal situation worse. As much as we all love tax cuts, if they balloon the debt, it undermines the benefit of them, and that is where we are. We have the parties not able to pass those appropriations because they can't agree on the numbers. Usually along partisan lines.
Maya, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We go back. Maya McGinnis, president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Those of you texting in that Maya doesn't know what she's talking about, well, okay, you can believe whatever you want, but she is, of course, the president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, so you would presume that she does know what she's talking about. We'll take a break. Come back. Traffic now, WWL. 6:58, about a minute and a half left with Maya McGinnis, president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Maya, when we talk about the debt limit in the country being increased, and we go through that every now and then, is that the same as this, or are those two different, separate, completely different things?
It is completely different. Often lawmakers themselves confuse the two. But a government shutdown like we're in right now is, I would say, primarily problematic because it reflects massive dysfunction in our governance process. But because so many things are exempted from the shutdown, for most people, things continue to operate as normal. Now, that's not so if you're working for not getting a paycheck, and obviously if you have a plan to go to a national park, but you're still getting your Social Security checks, you're still the basic, you know, national security is still working, the most important areas of government are still functioning. A default, on the other hand, which happens when the debt ceiling hits, we have a debt limit on how much we can actually borrow. Often Congress has passed bills that require borrowing, but when the borrowing comes due, they refuse to lift the debt ceiling to allow for that. That's an inconsistency. But if we did not lift that debt ceiling, we would not be able to pay what we owe to our creditors. That would be a huge default. And then major things like Social Security checks or national security would not be able to operate. So a default is much more dire in terms of consequences than the government shutdown.
Thank you, Maya. Appreciate your time as always. We'll take a break, talk about the Middle East. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.